And not much change in the overall scenario for Monday. Still a generous supply of scattered storms roaming around. If you're traveling out of town this weekend, our free weather app is a great road companion because it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a man who was shot Wednesday night died. 19-year-old Terrell Grant was shot in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue and later died. Police say another man was shot, but his injuries are not life-threatening. So far, no arrests have been made. The Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department needs your help finding a missing man. They say 68-year-old Dwight Smith was last seen around 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at his home at Slaughter's Crossing in Camp Hill. If you know where he is, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department. And Mayor Todd Strange says he will not run for re-election next year. Strange has been mayor of Montgomery for 10 years. He says he will gladly talk to any candidates who are running, but will not endorse anyone. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot for free. And right now, get a $10 gift card by mail when you buy four or more select double platinum or iridium spark plugs. Limit one transaction per receipt. Limit one gift card per household. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has died at her home in Detroit.
Hundreds of newspapers printed coordinated editorials in defense of a free press.
Fire officials in California have lifted all evacuation orders for the car fire.
Police in Colorado have now arrested a man after the disappearance this week of his pregnant wife and their two young daughters.
The Turkish lira has rebounded on currency markets.
More than 100 cases of measles this
this year in 21 states and D.C. That pace would top last year's totals.
Housing starts were up a seasonally adjusted 1.17 million last month.
San Francisco leads this year's list of the most unaffordable metro areas when it comes to housing for the middle class.
Casey Kane has announced he's retiring from full-time racing.
Monsoon rains in India's southern state of Kerala.
Consumer Reports magazine says parents should vary their babies' diets to help reduce risks posed by heavy metals in the food supply.
In Afghanistan, people in Kabul say two gunmen who attacked an intelligence compound had been killed by security forces. The standoff lasted nearly 6 hours.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. This hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. So go by and see them at Eastern Bypass or the Prattville location. Don Wicker, Dick Brubaker. Tell them you're Dan Morris Show listener. Remember, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Also, first-time callers need to get their names in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then we have Sweet Creek Farm Market. That drawing is today. It is open. Yay! It is open to any caller that would like to call in. And we'll do the drawing towards the end of the show to see if we can get that basket to you for this weekend. Also, Fresh Market is doing $11.99 slab of ribs cooked for you from 11 to 4. They have 80 slabs. So they're either going to stop it at 4 or when they run out, but they have 80. And I would get in there and get your order in, then tell them pay for it, then tell them when you're going to come back and pick them up just so you got it covered. Polly will be there kind of managing the book. For them. I'm going to try to be there at 12:30 tomorrow is my goal, so hopefully you'll be there at that time also. Let's see here. Did you pick up, Peter Ducey. Let's go to Peter Ducey on the Paul Manafort case. He's going to give us an update on it.
Yesterday, the jury had four questions for the judge, and Manafort's defense team is calling that a good sign.
The jury's been deliberating. They had some questions, which the judge addressed, and they've asked to come back tomorrow to continue deliberation. So, overall, a very good day for Mr. Manafort.
Do you think it's a good sign that they're asking for a reasonable doubt?
I think it's all a good sign, yes.
Peter Ducey's back live outside the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia this morning. Peter, what else are you hearing from sources close to the defense?
Sandra, the sources say that the Manafort side believes they are in the game now that the jury is asking questions about what reasonable doubt means. And that is the only question out of four they asked late yesterday that the judge gave a detailed answer to. The judge brought the jurors in and he said this: the government is not required to prove the defendant guilty beyond all possible doubt, but beyond all reasonable doubt. The jury also asked for help understanding two terms they heard dozens, if not hundreds of times from the Mueller team: shelf companies and FBAR, short for foreign bank account reports. The judge said the jurors have to rely on their memory to figure those out. This judge also denied a request from the jury for help organizing the exhibits by count because there are 18 counts and thousands of pages of evidence. One of the things the judge chided the Mueller team for throughout the arguments was the amount of evidence that he seemed to suggest was sometimes overkill, and now he is leaving it up to the jury to figure out how to digest it. Remember last week when the judge gave the jury an unusual set of instructions and then there was a several hours long delay, there was speculation that there might be a problem with the juror, but now it seems like the only problem for the jury is all the evidence and trying to figure out how to get through it.
Peter, do we know yet if jurors plan to explain their deliberations once this is all done?
The judge said that he can't stop anybody from talking to the press, but that he wants the deliberation process to remain sacred because if it doesn't, whatever the jurors tell reporters about what's happening in the room right now is, quote, grist for the media mill.
The the judge is considering a motion to unseal the some documents. I'm not sure the documents that are sealed. I did not see where that motion came from, whether it was the defense or whether it was the prosecution. But the I think it's interesting, the tone of the of these reports is a little bit different. I noticed that ABC and CBS and NBC are kind of staying away from it. I do not have a cut from them on this subject. For the morning show. So they're completely separate. Now, they will talk the heck out of Brennan, and losing his security clearance. But this was not mentioned on Good Morning America, Today Show, or Today Show's website, which has gone to pot with CBS. So I was kind of surprised by that. Catherine Herridge, who is kind of the, you know, the person who covers the DOJ and things, collusion and the problems over at DOJ, she's going to be talking about Bruce Orr, and there seems to be some new information that's coming to light.
How close they were. It was Nellie, it was Bruce, it was Chris, it was Glenn. It was like they were all best friends. And the number of times that Bruce Orr interacted with Christopher Steele and, frankly, Glenn Simpson as well.
So the president's tweeting on this, very concerned about Comey's firing, afraid they will be exposed, said Bruce Orr. DOJ's emails and notes show Bruce Orr's connection to phony and discredited Trump dossier. A creep thinking he would get caught in a dishonest act, rigged a witch hunt. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge digging through all of this now. Catherine, good morning. Tell us what you find.
Review by Fox News of Bruce Orr's Justice Department emails, text messages, and handwritten notes shows that he is deeply connected to the Trump dossier and the scandal over alleged government surveillance abuse. During closed-door testimony last year, the co-founder of Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, the firm behind the dossier, claimed no contact with Orr until after the 2016 election. But Orr's work emails conflict with Simpson's testimony, showing contact months earlier. Orr's wife, Nellie, worked for Fusion GPS, the firm hired by the DNC and Clinton campaign for the Trump dossier that was based on former British spy Christopher Steele's research. After the FBI dropped Steele as a source in November 2016, the Republican-led House Intelligence Committee found that Steele maintained contact using Orr as a back channel. In December 2016, Orr's notes also indicate a meeting with Glenn Simpson in Washington, D.C., with Orr writing, quote, "Glenn gave me a memory stick." During congressional testimony last month, now-fired FBI agent Peter Strzok was pressed on Orr, whose portfolio did not include Russia, and we also heard more about these connections from Jim Jordan.
So this Orr guy is becoming more and more important. And remember, we had a deposition done by one of the attorneys that it was in the FBI section that was doing a closed-door deposition that we found out about. And this guy seems to be an important piece of the puzzle, let's say. And I think he may be cooperating along with some other folks. This feels like it's things are coming together here.
Well, and it's really heating up. And, you know, depending on who you believe, I tend to think the president and his team have something and they're ready to drop something.
I think they know.
But whether you believe that sort of perspective, that part of the story, or kind of as ridiculous as like Morning Joe, maybe something a little more refined than Morning Joe, but believe that, you know, Mueller's onto something. Mueller's squeezing them. They're about to get something. Just how both sides are heating up in the dialogue.
Yeah.
Like something is coming to a head. We'll figure out what's going
to
happen.
Well, eventually. But see, to me, Morning Joe is just a speculation that's into their narrative and that everything Trump does is wrong. But when I listen to Trump talk, and particularly about Orr and what he was saying today, that impromptu news thing that he did on the way out to Marine One, he was kind of, you know, it all began with Orr and Brennan. I mean, he's naming names out there. And Brennan, he's putting it straight on Brennan. And I think he knows. I think he knows what the answer is. And that's one of the reasons that Brennan is fighting back so hard. And because he's trying to throw up the, he's trying to wait them out to see if they can get a change in the intel in Congress. But I think he knows the timing. I think he knows when. It's either going to be a date that they have in mind in the future, or there's going to be some event that's going to happen that's going to create it. And it may be something that Mueller does or doesn't do type thing. But this, I'm feeling this getting closer and closer and closer. Let's listen to the second half of Catherine Herridge.
Bruce Orr's wife worked for the firm that the Clintons hired to put together the dossier. She's given it to Bruce Orr. He's given it to the FBI.
It is
never supposed to work that way in the United States of America. But in fact, it did.
Your documents also shed light on Steele's activities before and after the presidential election. When FBI Director James Comey was fired by President Trump last year, Orr wrote in his notes, quote, that Steele was very concerned about Comey's firing, afraid they will be exposed, Bill.
What's the response from the Justice Department and others on this, Catherine?
Well, Bill, the Justice Department declined to comment on Orr, who still works there, but was demoted after his wife's connection to the dossier went public. A lawyer for Glenn Simpson, whose firm was paid by the DNC and Clinton campaign for the dossier, did not respond to our request for comment. Orr can tell his side of the story on August 28th when a closed-door interview is scheduled with the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. As you know, they're doing this joint investigation into the FBI and DOJ's conduct during the presidential election.
They'll see. Remember, that's, they're doing an investigation into the conduct during the election, and that's FISA. But Brennan, I'm sorry, Trump basically did in an interview, he said it all began with Brennan.
Right.
And that began this Russian hoax. And what he's talking about is the Steele dossier and doing it before the July 31st. And then what we've now have found, we think is happening, is Brennan was shoveling this over to Orr at DOJ. And he was giving it to, I believe he was helping with Steele. Steele's then gets with his wife, Nellie, who then shuttles it over to Orr. So there's a little bit of pad in between there. He doesn't have anything to do with counterintelligence. Nothing to do. But that made it where they could keep their hands clean on this whole thing. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
All right, Joey-san. Oh. 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Indeed. Oh, this is for you.
Tell me what
I'm happy for you.
What was that promise that you made?
272-9228, that's where we are.
Now I...
Fresh Market, Slab of Ribs, $11.99, 11 to 4 o'clock tomorrow. 80 slabs. Either they're going to sell them all or they'll stop by 4 o'clock. And I tell you what, go in and get your order in and tell me you come back and pick it up later. And Squeaky Farm Market, we're doing the drawing for that today. We put Rostaman in. Rostaman, you were taken care of, my friend. Yeah, I'm really excited about going down to Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend. What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
I need to double check. There is a chance of rain, last I looked.
So I blew off my deck for no reason at all then?
No, it looks good for now.
Yeah, right. Until the wind starts coming in, then I'm, right. You know what? I love it. Let's see. You know, they did all this stuff about the parade. There wasn't a story about it, but they did this thing that the Veterans Day parade was going to cost $92 million.
Oh, I was reading about that this morning, yes.
So... General Mattis, Secretary of Defense, made a comment about it. Let's listen in.
I have not seen an estimate of $92 million. The estimates are coming to me. I've given the initial guidance, but I have received no such estimate. I haven't received an estimate of $10 million or $92 million. Whoever told you that is probably smoking something that's legal in my state, but not in most states, okay? I would discount that. And anybody who said that, I almost guarantee you one thing. They probably said, I need to stay anonymous. No kidding, because you'll look like an idiot. And number two, whoever wrote it needs to get better sources.
But they did end up postponing it until a date in the future. But they didn't come up with what the date in the future would be. So maybe it was coming in too high and...
Yeah, Trump was blaming the municipality of D.C., the city government there, saying they know a windfall when they see one, and we're not going to stand for it.
Yeah, and then he was talking about moving it out to Andrews Air Force Base. It was kind of a rumor that I heard. Hey, that could be interesting, as long as you don't have any military aircraft that need to take off.
Yeah, like, you know me, I'm like, okay. I don't think a military parade is necessary, especially if it... I don't care if it costs $10 million. It's like, we don't need that for $10 million. We can celebrate in all sorts of ways.
This this clip is going to be a stomp-and-go clip, and it's Senator Warren pushing a bill. And this just would make you just happy. It's claiming high tide.
Oh, man.
Because this is right up your alley.
I hate socialism.
So Senator Warren has come up with a proposal that every member of my audience is absolutely going to adore, and then they're going to discuss it.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiling a shocking new proposal that would nationalize every major business in America. The new legislation, called the Accountable Capitalism Act, would constitute the largest seizure of private property in human history. So what would it do to our economy? What would it look like with the government in charge of our largest corporations?
How about that, Joey?
No!
The Corporate Accountability Act. See, that's why I love the names that they put in there. The Corporate Accountability Act, or in other words, Fascist Government 101.
I was about to say, this is straight fascism.
It is. It's the definition of it. We're going to let you run your company, but we're just going to tell you how to run it.
Wow.
And I hate to tell them, that doesn't work.
Does not work, and it's dangerous, especially if you're the left. No, this is what I don't get about the left. They call Donald Trump a fascist, yet they propose a bill like this. Do you not think at some point, you know, somebody like Donald Trump that you don't like is going to be running that government that would then be running the economy?
Well, first of all, they misuse the definition of fascist.
Oh, yes.
All the time, particularly the Antifa folks and with the way they approach it, but this is crazy. Let's keep going. You're going to love it.
Great economic fact.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiling
I didn't want to start it from there.
What's your immediate reaction to this idea that all of a sudden the government would nationalize all these companies?
Well, I'm glad that she's bold enough to actually tell us exactly what she wants, because now we can call a spade a spade. This is definitely socialism, because socialism is public ownership of companies where all the profits are actually redistributed to stakeholders instead of shareholders.
Let me just break down the bill for you, and then we can let you pull it apart. So this is what Elizabeth Warren says, because as you point out, she's being direct. She's being blunt about saying, I want socialism. The Accountable Capitalism Act restores the idea that giant American corporations, she writes, should look out for American interests. Corporations with more than $1 billion in annual revenue would be required to get a federal corporate charter. She says the bill also would give workers a stronger voice in corporate decision-making at large companies, and employees would elect at least 40% of the directors to address self-serving financial incentives in corporate management. That's what she says is in the bill. What's your reaction to that?
You know, it's just, man.
They take over businesses that make $1 billion or more. So Exxon, Apple, Google, all those folks. This is, I bet it's revenues, which opens up a whole nother ball game. Let's go to the phones and go to Larry. Larry, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm down here in God's country in Grady, Alabama, and we just wanted to let you know we just left Sweet Creek.
All right. How was it?
Wonderful as always, and me and the wife went down there, and I had the Cuban sandwich. She had the Turkish club.
How did you like a Cuban sandwich?
Third one I've had.
All right. They're nice. Outstanding. They're absolutely outstanding.
Right. We bought some tomatoes, peaches, and a big old chocolate cake.
That is great. I'm so glad that you went there, and I know you're going to enjoy every bite of food that you have.
We did. Just thought I'd let you know.
Thanks, Larry. Hey, Larry, would you like to get in on the drawing for the fresh market?
Yes, sir.
Give me your month and day of birth.
07/43.
07, no, a month and day.
Oh, 7/30.
So, you got birthdays? Just, man.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry, an awful lot.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show on Friday, TGIF edition. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Now he may not know whether he's coming or going, but
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he expects quickly to revoke the security clearance of Justice Department official Bruce Orr. His wife worked for a firm involved in producing opposition research on the president during the 2016 campaign.
I think that Bruce Orr is a disgrace with his wife, Nellie. For him to be in the Justice Department and to be doing what he did, that is a disgrace.
Orr is on a list of people being considered for security clearance removal by the president. A Pentagon report finds the Chinese military is likely training for airstrikes against the United States.
Over the last 3 years, the PLA, People's Liberation Army, has rapidly expanded its overwater bomber operating areas, gaining experience in critical maritime regions and likely training for strikes against U.S. and allied targets.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. There's no comment on that report from the Chinese government. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet at time over the next few days. For today, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Many towns are going to get wet, but some towns will get skipped. High temperature around 91. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, locally heavy downpours in spots, scattered to numerous showers and storms around, with a high temperature in the upper 80s to around 90. And not much change in the overall scenario for Monday. Still a generous supply of scattered storms roaming around. If you're traveling out of town this weekend, our free weather app is a great road companion because it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show
272-9228. That's where we are. We're just getting a report that the judge in the Paul Manafort trial has received death threats, and that he is not going to release the jury's names because he's worried about the jurors having death threats also. But it's up to a juror whatever they want. If they want to go to the media, he can't stop them from doing that after the trial.
Wow.
I know. Shall we continue?
I think so.
You think so? I mean, our blood pressure, this is good for the high blood pressure.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, like, you know, I've taken my shots when I think I disagree on Trump on policy. But hearing Bernie Sanders yesterday, hearing Elizabeth Warren today.
Oh, it was amazing the number of people who commented about the Bernie Sanders stuff.
I know. It just reminds me of, like, I am definitely not on the left.
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Let's listen in.
She says is in the bill. What's your reaction to that?
You know, Ed, it's just simply unnecessary. Corporations already answer to the American public. Look at the rise of social media. When somebody is not happy with something that corporations are doing, it's all over Twitter. There's boycotts. We already have really ownership of public corporations through boycotting. You know, if you don't like what they're doing, you don't go there. So what she's trying to do is really say, let's take the profits of these corporations and let's use them for our purposes. And so what we have to look at is how good as is the government at taking resources and effectively using them. And so the VA comes to mind, Medicare sure. comes to mind, Social Security comes to mind. These are all financially inept systems, and American businesses reach $1 billion because they are privately managed and with regulation yeah. already, government regulation, they're free to do as they are what they do.
But you mentioned Medicare. She and others, Bernie Sanders, have been calling for Medicare for all. Vox, a liberal publication, says if you do that, you do so-called free tuition, it's going to cost tens of trillions of dollars over the next 30 years. In 30 seconds, what's that going to do to the markets?
It's just impossible. Who's paying for it, Ed? Where is the money coming from? Government creates nothing. It redistributes only. Money has to exist. It has to be created. We have to have free market capital mm-hmm. creating money in order to be able to have money to use. And the government seems to forget that.
Well, and I worry whether it is free college tuition or controlling corporations because of how much money they have, like the dollar amount or the cost of regulation.
It's redistribution of wealth is what they're doing.
Well, and I worry because we only focus, though, on the price tag, for better or for worse. My biggest concern, say you got a Medicare for all system, so you get completely free college tuition. What do you do to sort of the unseen forces that prices actually direct? That makes an economy more dynamic. Like, when you put on all those regulations during Obama's era, and I'm sure Trump and them, it's still the federal government, there's still regulations coming down. They've done a better job. It's not just the price tag to business, it's what's this new rule going to be from this new agency, from this other agency? It creates uncertainty, and if you have a complete takeover, there's no reason other than for bureaucrats, there's no reason for people to be innovative and to work outside of the box and try to create a new product.
You know, government has screwed up so many things, and one of the biggest things they did was the Sally Mae student loan deal.
Yes.
And what they did is they basically... The colleges were in cahoots with this whole thing. You know, do a guaranteed loan, then we can get more students, and the more educated you are, the more money you make, and then it'll all come back. And it was just a big facade that was out there. And people were going to school and doing student loans and getting degrees and things that they weren't ever going to use, and nor could they pay back the loan. It is one of the biggest problems that we, as in financial advice, advisory work, when I'm doing what I call mercy cases, that is my biggest issue of mercy cases. Either lost a job and redirected and making less money and trying to make ends meet, or it's the student loan world. And it is a major, major problem. Cranky, huh? Hey, Cranky.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I got to disagree with you, don't you? You don't think that the government can run businesses more efficiently and more streamlined?
Of course not.
Do you remember, young Joey doesn't remember, do you remember when Joe Conforte quit paying his taxes?
No.
Joe Conforte, do you know who he is?
No.
He owned the Mustang Ranch just outside of Reno.
Oh, okay.
He bordello with a built-in bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think that politicians could make hay while the sun shines. They seized the Mustang Ranch, a cat house with a built-in bar, and they seized it and ran it to try to collect taxes, and they ran it in the ground. They can't even run a business like that.
I'm
just shaking my head, but, I mean, they've gone full tilt on this, and they're not ever backing down. They're like a snapping turtle. They're not ever backing down. You remember, I guess, heck, it's been, what, 6-8 years that Maxine Waters says, nationalize the oil companies. This is on their agenda. They're not even pretending to hide it.
Yeah, they've got, the corporations have the money, and they want the money.
That's right.
Well, and Cranky, I actually did know that story because Judge Napolitano taught it to me watching one of his lectures. I think the way he put it is he was talking to James Clyburn about how inefficient government is, and he said, they can't even sell hooker and beer to truckers in the desert.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, those are the two of the main planks in the Teddy Kennedy platform right there, you know. Unbelievable. But they really did. I was actually living over in Sacramento when that happened. But, I mean, the local community, they were having a ball. No pun intended. They were having a blast. sorry about that. Whoops.
Freudian slip there.
Anyhow, they were having a blast just talking about that. I mean, but that's how nonsensical it is. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's the United States government. No government is going to run anything efficiently. They're built to not run things efficiently.
Absolutely. And particularly when you get a whole bunch of bureaucrat and government workers that just slow it down and slow it down. It's a way of giving themselves a pay raise.
Well, and then even the government institution, I think, that earns the most respect in the eyes of the public, the military. Go ask people in the military, how efficient does this actually run when we're not actually, and even when we are fighting a war, how efficient is this system?
And how much of it has free enterprise in it, though?
Speaking of the government running the military. You're familiar with the military PX and BX system, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for many years, we had one of the five regions here in the continental United States right here in Montgomery, the Southeast Exchange region. A lot of people don't know this, but the U.S. government, the military PX and BX system back in the 80s and early 90s before they started the base closures, the military PX and BX system, they were the ninth largest retailer in the world. They were up there with JCPenney and Target and Sears and all the rest of them. With, you know, as they cut back, as the military cut back, so did the need for the exchanges. But they run them fairly efficient. They do turn a profit. And, a lot of people don't know this. The military, the U.S. Department of Defense owns more Burger King franchises than anyone else. And, there's a Burger King out of Maxwell. There's one at Fort Rucker. There's one at Redstone, Fort Benning, and so forth. They own a couple of other franchises. So they do a fairly efficient job at it. They do turn a profit just to, keep it in the black for the most part. But so,
to Dan's point, it works well and efficiently when they act like capitalists.
Exactly. They do. It is run capitalistically, but they have the worst of both. You know, they have the worst of things, from the private sector, the internal controls and operations. They have the worst of the private sector and the public sector. So that's the one albatross, the one real big drawback to it. But there's your week's lesson in military capitalism.
Thanks, Cranky. Have a great day.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Let me have a go to Country Boy. Country Boy, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Dan and Kelly. Dan, these Democratic socialist people that want to put everybody on Medicare, they really don't know what they're doing. I'm a quadriplegic. I've been one for 44 years almost now. And I use a pile of wheelchair to get around house in the yard. And I need some work done on it. So I called four different providers, Medicare providers, last week. None of them will touch it. They said Medicare will not reimburse them enough on a pile of wheelchairs to repair them. They said, we'll sell you a brand new one, but we will not touch repair work on them at all.
Wow.
So, and it's been over, it's been over 10 years ago now. My physician here in town, she left my daughter. And I went up there because, she went up there and going to continue to see her. Well, it was a new, business that she went in with. So I had to fill out all the paperwork. And the office manager called me back in the back. He said, I'm sorry, sir. So we cannot see you. You're a Medicare patient. We don't take Medicare. They said, I'll recommend you to sell around here that we have, but we don't take Medicare. So if everybody wants to go on Medicare, I'm afraid they're going to be in for a big shock when they get to where they can't see a doctor or get the medical equipment that they need. It's just not going to work.
Country Boy, thanks for the telephone call. I got a split here. Have a great day and a great weekend, if you would, please.
Well, put me up with a Sweet Creek drawing thing.
You got it, Country Boy. Give me month and day of birth.
9/3.
9/3, got it. Appreciate you. Speaking of which, we're talking about the economy. Now, this is a long piece here. This was Larry Kudlow yesterday at the cabinet meeting talking to the cabinet members. And what you're going to hear is, you remember, I picked up the fact that he was talking about the story is the great economy. And he basically, whenever I hear somebody do that in three different sections and they do it three different times, then I know that's what they're trying to move as far as the speak for this. So this is going to be a stop and go, Joey. Let's go ahead.
Confidence numbers, large businesses, small businesses, and consumer confidence numbers are at or near record highs, and from the latest surveys are continuing to rise. There's no let up in the increase, and confidence is everything. Confidence is everything. And I can run down a litany. I'm not going to take up your time. I'm just saying, the really wonderful part of the story for me, you know, I get off on this stuff, I understand that, but it's very important for the country, Americans, workforce. The new numbers coming in, retail sales, industrial production, low inflation, a rock steady dollar, trillions of dollars of capital from all over the world is coming into the United States because our economy, our investors, our workforce are crushing it right now. We are crushing it. And people say this is not sustainable, it's a one-quarter blip, it's just nonsense, absolute nonsense. Any business economist worth his or her salt will look at these trends and tell you we're gone for a while. We have low inventories, we have rising business investment, productivity is showing the first lift in years. The last number was 1.3% for the year. We haven't seen that in a long time. Businesses are investing, capital goods is booming. It's just a complete turnaround. It's like, if you give Americans some freedom to run, they will run.
And let me tell you something, he's spot on. And that is why, I mean, what he is saying is exactly what the Ameriprise financial economist is saying, is that there's so much good out there, and people are buying trucks because they need to go ship goods, and inventories are getting down. Manufacturing is going up because they need to have more manufacturing capacity. And it's unleashing it because they took the rules and regulations off the table. And they did the tax cut, they loosened up money, and it's a win-win situation. Let me go to a break, play more of Larry Kudlow giving us the good news right after this.
Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
272-9228. That's where we are. Don't forget, Fresh Market, Slab of Ribs, $11.99, 11 to 4 tomorrow. It's going to be good. I'll be there at 12:30 or somewhere around it. Hope I see you there. Also, a reminder, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing is today. Eligible for any caller. Girl, you do need to talk to me.
Really got me, you got me so I can't sleep at night.
Okay, let's get back to Larry Kudlow. He's kind of getting me excited about stuff. And here's a question to the audience. Are you seeing a difference out there? I'm certainly seeing a difference. I'm seeing it with my clients. I'm seeing it with my business clients. You look at retail sales numbers out there, credit card swipes that are there. I can go look at American Express credit card swipes by zip code, and they are substantially up out in the East Chase area in particular. So let's continue with Larry Kudlow.
All right, and presidential policy, low tax rates, roll back regulations, open up energy, trade reforms to help the American workforce and the employers across the board. We're not punishing success, we're rewarding success. We're not against businesses, we are for businesses. And we have a president who, in my words, is just telling folks to take a rip at the ball, and they're doing it. And again, people may disagree with me, but I'm saying this, we are just in the early stages. We're in the early innings here. We never had a cap goods boom. We're now starting one. And we've never seen income numbers like this, again, after tax, after inflation. Policies matter. I mean, America's a free market economy. Ordinary people run our economy, entrepreneurs. That's the beauty of it. But policies matter. And when you change that switch, as President Trump has changed that switch, things are happening that a handful of us thought might happen, but I would not say it was widespread. So I'll just end, sir, and I appreciate the time very much. The single biggest story this year is an economic boom that is durable and lasting and that most people thought was impossible, and they were wrong. And you were right, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Very much, Larry.
And that is going to be the music that they're going to be singing into the midterm elections. And I can, and particularly when you really look at it, people look at the parabolic move of the stock market and they think, well, it's getting too high now and so it can't sustain itself. Well, actually it can, because as long as you have a low number of goods that are out there and you have a demand that's higher and you're going to start doing manufacturing, that's employing people, that's building factories, that's expanding capabilities, which is what they're doing at Hyundai. It's kind of a classic example of that here in Montgomery. You have several businesses that are doing that are in the production side of things. They're expanding so they can handle the demand that's out there. And there's a very short, small inventory that the Obama administration created. It just they did what's called on demand delivery. So until you need it, you didn't have it in your inventory. It's kind of the Napa concept, they call it. When you go to a place to get something for your car, they used to have everything in stock. Now they don't do that. What they do is they pick up the telephone, and they call Napa and order it, and then the Napa person brings over the goods for them. And so the Napa place is your big grocery store for parts and things, and then you're just buying it on demand when you need it. Let's go to phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dano, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, my friend, and you?
Doing great. Hey, you know, the only thing that's probably holding back the economy any more than it is just finding enough people to fill the slot.
There you go. Bingo. Yeah. And that's, you're already starting to see labor costs going up because of demand for laborers that are out there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's the labor market right now. And, you know, if you've got the job skills, you can just about name your price, you know, to get into the labor market. You know, and it amazes me because you know that there are going to be a percentage of Americans out here in November who are going to vote straight Democrat despite, you know, how the economy's doing, just out of sheer spite for Donald Trump. And it utterly amazes me that people will sacrifice their financial future out of sheer spite for an individual or another party.
Well, here's kind of some interesting things to kind of look at. If you are on the dole and you're on a pension plan or you're a government worker and you're not going to feel the impact of a good economy because you're not moving up because you're producing something, you're making money for somebody else, those people absolutely are going to vote Democrat.
And, oh, yeah.
And there are a whole bunch of them out there.
Yeah.
And less military. That's the only group that doesn't skew that way. But if you're a worker and you're an independent-minded person and you're feeling this economy getting better and you're paying less in taxes, I think that's going to make a big difference. I just wish the election would have gone through a cycle where people had filed their taxes under the new tax rule, but they didn't.
Right, right. You know, how do you think the union workers are going to vote? Think they're going to straight ticket at Democrat, or do you think that they'll lean towards Trump again?
I think they're going to lean towards Trump because they're in the manufacturing side of things, and they're feeling the pop of that.
Right, right. Yeah, I was talking with someone the other night, and, you know, we were talking about, of course, they were kind of, you know, concerned about the deficit, which I am too. And, you know, I made the comment to him. I said, I really believe that if the Republicans can hold the House and the Senate in 2018 and Trump gets reelected in 2020, I said, because it'd be his second go-round, I really think that they would then start going after the deficit in a more aggressive manner. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, here's the big kicker here. They're spending more money, but they're already having revenues have increased, and we haven't even gotten into the income tax side of things.
Right.
And bringing all the money back and repatriating it, that's not going to show up until April of next year.
Right.
And you're going to have all these guys who are going to bring their money back. They're putting they're banking a whole bunch of it to pay taxes on it. And that's going to be a big infusion of cash in the Treasury.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think as far as the housing market for next year? You think it's going to keep booming the way it is, or you think there's going to be a little curtailing?
I don't know if I would use the word booming, but you know, the housing market from the go-go days of the 80s, for example, in 90s, the housing market has changed substantially, and it's changed because baby boomers are getting older at a rate of 300,000 per month.
Yeah.
They're turning 65, and they're mistakenly downsizing because they've kind